Whom am I talking about? I quote, with his devastatingly handsome, round face, his boyish charm and his strong, sturdy frame, this heartthrob is every woman's dream come true. Actually, I'm being mean. The quote is not complete. It says, this Pyongyang-bred heartthrob. Enough. I'll tell you. The sexiest man alive is, officially, Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea. According, at least, to the US-based website The Onion. The rider is that The Onion is a satirical website, but that key adjective escaped the notice of the journalists at the People's Daily newspaper in China, who duly and seriously reported The Onion's anointment of the 29-year-old supreme leader as the sexiest man alive, as did the Korea Times in South Korea. The Onion editor, Will Tracy, is in Chicago, and he joins us now live. Will Tracy, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a great honour.
Are you surprised at the honour?
No, I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I mean, this kind of thing has happened in different forms before, so it never totally takes us by surprise, although it's a total delight whenever it does happen.
Well, I don't want to denigrate your piece, which was fantastic,
but
It was difficult to read it in a way that made it look as if it was real.
Right.
Or am I missing the point?
No, I mean, we certainly tried as hard as we could to ape the language of, People magazine or kind of tabloid Sexiest Man Alive awards. But at a certain point, especially when we list our past winners, who include Bernie Madoff and Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, among others, it became a little hard to see how anyone could read it as being factual.
Do you sort of share the embarrassment of the poor saps at the China Daily who fell for this? Or do you just think that if somebody is frankly that crass, then they've got it coming to them?
No. I revel in it. I let their embarrassment rain down on me from above. It's glorious. The feeling stays with me all day. It is wonderful.
Who else have you managed to get one over on?
Well, we've done it with China before. It was a different news agency, I believe, but we ran a story about a Congress having wanting to have a retractable dome, which is something that a lot of American baseball stadiums have. And China took that. Some Chinese newspaper took that as evidence of kind of great American hubris and decadence. And so it happens to a certain extent with foreign news agencies who are not familiar with us. And perhaps that brand of parody or satire gets lost in translation a little bit.
And am I right in thinking that there was a story about, a spoof story done about polling and Barack Obama and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad before the last election?
Right. We did a story which said that a recent Gallup, this was during the election, a recent Gallup poll showed that Ahmadinejad was outpolling Barack Obama in the American Midwest. And that story was picked up by Fars, which is a state news agency in Iran. And they didn't even link to it. They actually copy and pasted our story and just posted it as though they had written it and as though it were real news. And never really seemed to apologize or act in any way contrite.
It's rare that tears roll down my face during an interview. It is happening now. I mean, beyond those foreign papers, does it happen at home that you find that local agencies pick up your stories?
Yeah, it happens. It happens less with kind of the larger news agencies, although we have fooled Fox News and a few of the kind of big guns. But usually, if it happens in America now, it happens with smaller local regional papers who maybe not as familiar with us and maybe aren't quite as disciplined when it comes to checking sources and so on. And then it happens quite a lot with Facebook commenters and bloggers and people who have no idea what we are.
Will Tracy from The Onion, thank you very much indeed for joining us.